Agrippina was the work which gave Handel his breakthrough as an opera composer when he was 24. He'd been composing German language operas in Hamburg, and he knew that he needed to go to Italy to be in the hub of the opera world. There he was commissioned to write for the famous San Giovanni Grisostomo Theatre in Venice, where he had the opportunity of working with the best singers of the day. At the time, most operas had very brief runs and were then shelved, but not so Agrippina. It was performed 26 times in Italy, and the audiences were described as being thunderstruck by the powers of harmony displayed by Handel. At every pause, the audience would cry out, "Viva il caro Sassone! Long live the dear Saxon!" I recently saw a production of Agrippina at Covent Garden with Joyce DiDonato as Agrippina. I was riveted from beginning to end. Most of the opera is very comic, but sometimes the action stops and Handel reveals the emotional turmoil of a main character. The focus of the opera is on the two strong female roles, Agrippina and Poppaea. Agrippina wants her son Nero to become emperor so that she can rule through him. Handel's musical treatment makes it clear that Agrippina is domineering, clever, manipulative, and a force to be reckoned with. This is obvious near the beginning of the opera, when Handel gives Agrippina an allegorical aria using the metaphor of a ship reaching a safe harbour after a storm, clearly referring to her intention of planning to rule despite any obstacles in her way. Many of the features of this aria are typical of a male sovereign in opera at the time. Handel is clearly showing here Agrippina's intention to rule and giving a hint to the audience of how the opera will end, and that she does indeed get her way. Here is Anne Hallenberg with Il Pomodoro and Riccardo Minassi singing L'alma mia fra la tempeste from Handel's Agrippina. That was Anne Hallenberg with Il Pomodoro and Riccardo Minassi singing L'alma mia fra la tempesta from Handel's opera Agrippina. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.